Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Waddell. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Ed Romero. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a pop-up towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Waddell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon is called out on strikes. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas juggles the ball. That's an error on Haas. Willard moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0 for 1 in the game. Riles hits a line drive towards first. Hargrove reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Vukovich strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 0-for-1 in the game. Reddy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to third. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-1 in the game. Romero hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Hargrove reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Riles moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians 3, Brewers 3. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-2 in the game. Schroeder hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willard for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manning for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Brewers. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. Romero takes first base on ball 4. Brian Clark now pitching. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground into left field. Nixon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nixon. Romero moves to third. Riles moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. Yount is walked intentionally. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clark throws to second for one, and Franco throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Romero scores. Riles scores. Cooper moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-3, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-3, Brewers. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-3 in the game. Butler strikes out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 7, and the Indians 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reddy takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gantner bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Reddy moves to third. Manning moves to second. One out. Vern Rule now pitching. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Romero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reddy scores. Manning scores. It's 9-3, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riles moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Paul Householder now playing left field. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-3 in the game. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Vukovic reaches second base with a double. Hargrove moves to third. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Hargrove scores. Vukovic moves to third. It's 9-4, Brewers. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Willard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Willard for the out. Vukovic scores. Bernazard moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-5, Brewers. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernazard scores. It's 9-6, Brewers. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-4 in the game. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Romero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 9. And Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.